Welcome to episode 4 of the Dog Ladies Podcasts. I'm your host, Debbie D. Here's one for my fellow baby boomers entitled Old, Outspoken, and Ornery. A few years ago, as I was browsing laptops at an office supply store, a young salesman approached me. Man is a bit of a stretch. He looked about 12 years old and was unusually short. Now, I'm not exactly up on all the latest technology. Hell, my smartphone, which replaced the flip phone only a few years ago, doesn't even have a data plan, and I mostly use it for taking photos and checking messages. Are you recoiling in horror now? Let me explain, not that I need to. Working from home, I spend a lot of time online. When I go out, my preference is to get away from it, not carry it around with me. Besides, free Wi-Fi is readily available these days should the need arise, but it rarely does. Plus, I don't see the point of paying a hefty monthly fee for a cell phone that usually sleeps in my purse or pocket. It's a basic model and costs about $25 a month, and that's good enough for me. I also still buy CDs and DVDs and Blu-rays because I have the equipment to play them, so why not? It's the old dog, new tricks scenario. Back to the salesman. Computer manufacturers are phasing out DVD CD drives, so I asked if a particular model had one. Smartass kid says, "Oh, that's so 10 years ago." Smirk, smirk. Why take that extra step when you can stream everything online? At this point, my patience and good humor were still intact. Because it's what I'm used to. Some of us still prefer the old way. Could you please give me the model number for comparison purposes? Seriously, this guy rolled his eyes and pointed to the sticker on the computer. It's right there. Just take a picture of it. Impertinent little shit. Switching to icy staccato tone, "It would be quicker for you to write it down than for me to rummage through my purse, locate the phone, and take a photo." Looking perplexed, he mumbled, "Let me find a pen." Mind you, this is in an office supply store. And took off down the aisle. I was half expecting him not to return, but he did, complete with a pre-printed spec sheet. I smiled and said, "See, that wasn't so hard. You should be nice to old people. There are a lot of us and we buy stuff." He looked a little sheepish now. Silly boy. Why alienate a potential buyer? Rather than having to deal with Mr. Impudence again, I checked out the specs and ordered the laptop online. No commission for him. Ha! Yes, we are old, outspoken, and ornery, but we are also omniscient and omnipotent. Try and say that 3 times. Bet you can't. What we are not is obsolete, obtuse, or ordinary. Okay, boomer, indeed. Take that, yeah. For the written version of this podcast, go to thedogladiesden.com and click on Podcasts Hot Off the Press from the top menu. There you'll find a link to the original copy. Thank you for listening. Cheers.